Okay, guys, let's dive into it. Our first question is going to come from Kenneth. And Kenneth's question is, he said, I was reading in Genesis 23, 1 through 16, and I was wondering why it was that Abraham insisted on paying for property to bury Sarah. The people, the sons of Heth, were willing to give Abraham the land for free. The sons of Heth considered Abraham a mighty prince among them. Was Abraham concerned if he received the land for free that later the sons of Heth would come back to Abraham with a "you owe us" for the free land? Help me to understand the reason Abraham insisted on paying for the land. Ken from Washington State. David, Tim, what about this question and paying for the property as Abraham did?
If you own it, nobody can take it away from you. Once he owns the land, then anyone that comes after him in later generations, they don't have the standing to be able to take it back. They may disagree with the fact that it was sold to him, but the great-great-grandkids can't come in and say, give us our land. Well, it's not your land. I actually bought that land. So the concept of private property ownership is very big in the Bible, and it gives you a lot of protections. Now, the Bible is what created that concept of private property ownership, and that of Sarah and Abraham and him wanting to own that property. That's one of the good examples of it in the Bible.